This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave in Tucson, Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, bottom line, you know, I'm a Big Mac guy, born in 63, so a little year late.
Right.
But all I got to say is, you know, a few weeks ago, Mickey Callaway says we're going to use our starting pitchers. We're gonna have them go to 115 or so. And last first half he did it, and now he did it again. He takes Mats out with 79. We could have won that game. He took out 90 pitches in a freaking designated hitter place for Syndergaard, and then what? Bases loaded, brings in Diaz to give up the walk and a single. I mean, this is getting to the point where we're losing games because Mickey Callaway does not. He's no pitching guru, buddy. He doesn't know. He's clueless as a manager. I don't know. I'm happy with the Vulture, Regan, whatever his name is. But come on now. Let's win some games. Stop taking out our starting pitchers that are better than the relievers.
So like a week ago, they had won 14 out of 15 games and eight in a row. And they were saving his neck. And now a week later, they lose or struggle in Atlanta. And where was the game tonight that they were losing? In Kansas City. That's bad enough to lose to the Royals. I'll give you that. But so from 1 week to the next, you know, last week he's, you know, literally they're going to save his neck by the streak they're on and that they got into the wild card and that they were the hottest team in baseball. And now a week later, you want him fired.
Fired. I want him to be accountable for the things he said.
So what does that mean? Does that mean they should fire him?
No, not fire him. Sit him down and say, hey, leave your pitchers in. Don't take them out with 79-90. These are your horses. Guys used to go 125 before I thought about taking them out.
Too bad. Those days are long gone, Dave. Those days are long gone. You know that. I mean, honestly, what do you want to go back to the 80s? I mean, they don't let these guys do that anymore, and certainly not on the Mets. I mean, there's very few guys in the majors that they just give that, loosen the leash and let them go $110, $120. It doesn't happen. These guys, they yank them out now. That's all there is to it. You're lucky if a guy gets through the fifth inning. I mean, listen, I agree with you that tonight that, Mafia said that, you know, tell him what you said. I walked in a room and, you know, they were bringing Diaz in and you thought it was the end of the world.
Yeah, because, I mean, this guy, honestly, I saw an article over the weekend. I forget exactly who wrote it, but it was dead on to me where they said what they should do with Diaz, but they will not. They send him down the minors for a couple weeks until the September call-ups. Let him get his confidence back. Let him dominate those kids down there and get back because he's been bad all year. But he keeps going to the well with him. And he even came out with these quotes that Tim Healy of Newsday came out with on Thursday afternoon where he said, I bet 85% of our decisions go against the analytics. And that's how it's always going to be because that is just on paper. Doesn't take into account the person, is a human being, how he performs these big spots, all these things that a manager looks at. Okay, I'm not the biggest analytics guy in the world. I don't like all these ridiculous stats they come up with, just make up stats to fuel what they want.
Right.
But still, when you see numbers like Diaz has put up or some of these other guys and you just keep throwing them in the same situations, you're asking for bad results. You're asking to lose games like this.
Definition of insanity.
Right,
you keep doing the same
one.
Thing again and expect different outcomes.
Right, the game's within reach. Yeah, the guy comes in and loads the bases, but most situations, sure, go to your closer.
Did he load the bases or were they already loaded?
He didn't load the bases. They're already loaded, nobody out. But he's failed so many times, you don't put him back in that situation again.
So who do you want to go out there? They got to put somebody out there. Who do you pitch?
I guess Lugo, even though he blew it the other night, because he's been better for them than Diaz.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So at the deadline, they got Marcus Stroman. And what they really should have done was gotten
bullpen up.
Bullpen.
Right, good. They had good starters. They should have gotten back-end guys.
Because they already had good starters, and Stroman sucks. And then, let's face facts, he's the most overrated pitcher ever.
Well, he pitched good for them last night. It was the bullpen that blew
good for him. He has never done anything except be average.
Yeah, he's 3-0 since he got to them.
Congratulations. What they needed was bullpen. If the guy can't close a game down, they got problems. How far are they out now of the wild card? I mean, they were still
three back going into tonight.
Is that what it was?
believe so.
And then, so they lost the game, right? Yeah, they're two back. So they're two back. So the Nationals and have a 2.5 game lead for the first one. Phillies and Cubs tied for the second one. Brewers one back, Mets two back. So it's not the end of the world. I think it's bad to lose to the Royals. I will say that. No offense, but it is. You got
to
win those games.
Sweep that. When you're gotten coming off Atlanta, you got to go play Atlanta again next week. You got to play Cleveland, who's hot.
Well, that's the thing.
This is a three-game series. You need to just take all of them.
That's the thing. When they play bad teams, they've been winning.
Right.
And so they got to beat bad teams, which is what the Royals are. So you got to beat them. And they didn't. And that's all there is to it. Tony in Vancouver.
Hey, Varela, if I was the owner of the New York Mets, I'd be going absolutely crazy. Are you kidding me? I'd let that whole coaching staff go.
Yeah.
I mean, they were loaded. They were supposed to win the NL East. They pick up Diaz.
No, they weren't. They were not favored. They were not favored to win the East.
Well, they were up there with them.
No, they weren't.
I mean, they picked Diaz up, who was the most dominating closer in baseball for 2 years, and now he can't pitch. Well, look at Bob Melvin. Look what he's doing with Oakland and the Tampa Bay.
Right. Coach. So let me get this straight, Tony. So you want, and I, this is the same conversation I was having with the other guy. So you last week for 3 weeks they won 14 out of 15 games and 8 in a row, and they're in the wild card and they are right there and they're playing for a postseason wild card berth. And now a week later, you want everyone fired?
No, for three quarters of the season they stank. Okay. Now they're on a run. Yeah, okay. But, you know.
So what do you want them to do? You want to fire everybody right now at the end of the season?
Well, I think that team is better than what they produced this year. I think they underproduced. I don't think this coaching staff motivates players like Bob Melvin at Oakland. They shouldn't be winning, but they win every year because he puts a chip on their shoulder. He says, you guys are the misfit kids, you know, and they keep playing hard. I don't know what the problem with the Mets is. They've had ace pitching, and they got a good team, and the NL East isn't really that strong. I mean, Philly's down, and they should be winning that division, and I think they stink. I mean, they should be better.
Yeah, I don't. Fair enough that no one, it would appear, you or anyone else, likes Mickey Callaway. There you go. We just saved a lot of time there, didn't we, with my answer? No one likes him, so fire him. Will that make you happy, Tony? So, like, it's so ridiculous having these conversations with people that want to fire everyone every, you know, the day the wind blows and fire everybody. Let's fire him. He's terrible. It never ends. Did I not have two guys tonight in the last 10 minutes say fire him? And even then they won't even admit they said it. They're like, no, I don't want him fired. I just
want him to sit down and tell them how to
have a meeting with him.
Do this. They've had meetings
Shut
all
up.
Year.
Stop.
And what this guy was just trying to say, let me just tell you something. This was going on with the Mets long before Mickey Callaway got there, okay?
Can you imagine, like, the Mets owners. They've been the worst owners ever.
The Mets have had the same problem for a long time, and it's the Wilpons, okay?
They're the problem.
It doesn't matter who the GM is or the manager or anything else. They're the problem. You agree with me, Mafia? You're a Mets fan. Have they not been the problem?
They've been terrible.
So there you go.
They're one of the worst owners in all sports.
They are. That's the problem.
So you could change all you want. You could change the players. You could change the manager. You could change the GM.
That's what they always do.
This is the same thing. This isn't just baseball or the Wilpons. You could find this in every sport, okay? The Bengals will never be good because the Skins aren't going to be good with Snyder there. The Mets won't be good with the Wilpons there. The Pirates will never be good, right, with the crew that they
never,
got running that outfit.
Never.
You know,
the Nuttings are just as bad as the Wilpons.
There's certain owners in every sport. You're not going to win.
Did you ever think, seriously, Mafia, that the Mets were going to win the NL East this year with the Braves, Nationals, and Phillies, and the Phillies getting Bryce Harper? And honestly, the Nationals still had Scherzer, Strasburg, and they got Corbin, they got, Soto, they got Rendon. I mean, I never once, and the Braves with Acuna and Albies, they already were a playoff team. I didn't put the Mets anywhere near those teams.
No, at best, I thought they're going to chase for a wild card like they're doing because they came into us with great pitching, but the lineup that they invested in was barely invested in. I mean, all the money they got tied up in Cespedes to not play, they had a lot of unproven guys or a lot of younger guys that had some nice, you know, runs in the last couple of years, but aren't guys that you would, you know, say are going to be leading a team and bringing them to the playoffs. Guys like Conforto, guys like McNeil. You know, now Alonso, no one expected what Alonso's doing.
Do you think they'll fire him if they don't make the wild card, Callaway?
I think so, because he's going to want his own guy in there. Van Wagenen was brought in this year. Callaway was already there. He had to keep him. When he's making comments like 85% of the time we're going against analytics in today's baseball, that gets you booted.
So you think the GM's going to fire him?
If they don't make the playoffs, I think he will.
It says here, according to those that know, 40% chance they have still to make the wild card. 40%. There you go. That's not good, if you ask me. But it's better than the Phillies, 17%. Meanwhile, you know, like, am I crazy? Are the Phillies not ahead of them? The Phillies, that makes no sense. They already have a wild card.
You could take that thing
and stick it in your ear.
Throw it wherever you want to throw it.
Throw it out in the backyard.
Those things mean absolutely nothing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.